Hello, dear friends. How are you? How are you doing? Let's start our lesson today. Today's class. If you remember last session, Bob told his family that we should prepare 2,000 cookies by Monday. They wanted to sell their cookies. Now, Amber has come over in order to help with the cookies. Now, let's listen to the rest of our story and see what happens. Let's go.
Lesson 13. Amber comes over to bake cookies.
Amber comes
over to help with the cookies. Amber has experience baking cookies from a former job. Susan leaves the kitchen so they can work better.
Mom,
Amber is here to lend a hand with the cookies. Amber is here to lend a hand. To lend a hand? I told you last session to help. To lend a helping hand to help. Amber اینجاست که به همون کمک کنه توی پختن کلچه ها. Amber is here to lend a hand with the cookies.
Hi, Amber. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Amber. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you too, Mrs. Johnson.
Good to see you too, Mrs. Johnson.
That's an interesting hairstyle.
Hairstyle, modermu. Interesting. When you say something is interesting, you don't really like it, but you want to be polite. یه چیزی رو دوست نداشته باشی ولی خواهی مؤدبانه بگی. That's an interesting hairstyle.
Thanks. I'm glad you think it's cool. Blue hair is all the rage this season.
Rage, R-A-G-E, all the rage. Means the latest fashion, the latest model, something which is popular now. The latest model. For example, this kind of jeans are all the rage this year. Okay? امسال این خیلی پاپیول خیلی محبوبن آخرین مدل اوکی
Well, I'm going to take a break now and let
you kids take over. Take a break means to rest, to take a rest, استراحت کردن. Well, I'm going to take a break now. میخوام استراحت کنم. For example, let's take a break and postpone our class for tomorrow. For later. Take a break. استراحت کردن. استراحت کنیم بقیه کلاسمون رو به بعدن موکول کنیم. پس postpone میشه به تعویق انداختن to delay something. I'm gonna take a break now and let you kids take over. To take over means to take control of something, to control something. میخوام استراحت کنم و کنترل بقیه کارا رو بدم دست شما. پس to take control of something. For example, after 11 hours of driving, I was getting tired. بعد از 11 ساعت رانندگی داشتم خسته می شدم. Fortunately, خوشبختانه, my friend came and took over. دوستم اومد و کنترل رو به دست گرفت. کنترل رو اوضاع رو.
Don't worry, Mom. Your business is in good hands with Amber.
Don't worry, Mom. Your business is in good hand with Amber. In good hand means in good competence, okay? She
really knows her stuff.
She really knows her stuff. To know your stuff means to have experience, to be expert in something. توی چیز تجربه داشته باشی, تخصص داشته باشی. For example, as a driver, I really know my stuff. به عنوان یه راننده واقعا تجربه دارم تو کارم. As a singer, مریم really knows her stuff. به عنوان یه خواننده مریم تو کارش تخصص و تجربه داره. پس know your stuff. To be expert in something. To have expertise in something.
That's true.
I used to
work at Miss Field's Cookies in...
I used to work in Miss Field Cookies in the mall.
The mall.
In the mall. That's true. I used to work in Miss Field Cookies in the mall. Miss Field Cookies, a kind of popular cookie in United States. In the mall.
You don't work there anymore?
You don't work there anymore? دیگه اونجا کار نمی کنی؟
No, I got fired.
No, I got fired. I told you to get fired. To get the sack, to dismiss. اخراج شدم.
I have a real sweet tooth. And
I have a real sweet tooth. To have a sweet tooth means to have desire and enjoyment for eating sweets. اشتها برای خوردن شیرینیجات. شیرینیجات زیاد دوست داشته باشی. No, I have a real sweet tooth. Last night I ate 2 packets of chocolates. دیشب 2 تا پاکت شکلات خوردم. I have a real sweet tooth. چیزای شیرین خیلی دوست دارم. Sweet. SWEET. Tooth. دندون. TOOTH.
They told me I was eating too many cookies.
They told me I was eating too many cookies.
Well, I'm sure you haven't lost your touch.
Well, I'm sure you haven't lost your touch. To lose your touch means to no longer be able to do something. دیگه قادر به انجام کاری نباشی. دیگه نتونی کاری انجام بدی به خوبی. For example, see, she said, Amber said, I used to work in Miss Phil Cookies. تو کلوچه فروشی توی کلوچه فروشی قبلا کار میکردم. توی کلوچه پزی قبلا کار میکردم. و الان نیکول مامانه بهش میگه که آها و گفت اخراج شدم. چون زیاد کلوچه میخوردم اخراج شدم. و الان مامانه بهش گفت که I'm sure you haven't lost your touch. مطمئنم تجربه تو از دست ندادی یا توانایی تو از دست ندادی. When you lose your touch, you are no longer able to do something. You're no longer able to do something. Okay?
It might be a bit out of practice.
I might be a bit out of practice. I might be a bit out of practice. To be out of practice means to no longer do something. When you can't do something anymore. دیگه یه کاری رو نتونی انجام بدی. For example, I've gone to English classes for 3 years. 3 سال کلاس زبان رفتم. But I haven't spoken for 2 years now. الان 2 سالی که صحبت نکردم. I'm a bit out of practice. دیگه نمیتونم صحبت کنم. یادم رفته. دیگه قادر به صحبت کردن نیستم. پس be out of practice when you can't do something anymore.
Mom, you can watch Amber bake if you...
Mom, you can watch Amber bake if you want.
You might.
اگه بخوای میتونی پختن کلچه پختن امبر رو نکنی. You might
pick up a few tricks of the trade.
You might pick up a few tricks of the trade. To pick up means to learn. Okay, to learn. Pick up a language. To learn a language. Pick up a new skill. یاد گرفتن یه مهارت جدید. پس to pick up, to learn. You might pick up, ممکنه یاد بگیری, a few tricks of the trade. Tricks of the trade means shortcuts gained by experience. یه چیزایی که با تجربه به دست اومده. Okay? Shortcuts gained by experience. پس you can pick up a few tricks of the trade. میتونی چیزایی که با تجربه دست اومده رو یاد بگیری. اوکی؟
Yes, feel free.
Yes, feel free. Feel free means to be comfortable. To feel relaxed. راحت باش.
As a singer, I'm used to performing before an audience.
As a singer, به عنوان یک خواننده, I'm used to performing before the audience. به اجرای مقابل مخاطبان یا جلوی آدینس تماشاچی ها عادت دارم. I'm used to be used to doing something, به چیزی عادت داشتم.
Thanks, but I'm going to get out of the way.
Thanks, but I'm going to get out of the way. To get out of the way means to move out of the way. Get out of the way, to move out of the way. For example, if you don't want to help us, ای نمیخوای کمکمون کنی, just get out of the way. برو از اینجا, برو و فضا رو ترک کن. The kitchen is too crowded. آشپزخونه خیلی شلوغ شده. پس to get out of the way, to move out of the way. از فضا خارج بری, فضا رو ترک کنی که بقیه راحت باشن کار رو انجام بدن.
You know what they say.
You know what they say. میدونی چی میگن؟
Too many cooks spoil the broth.
Too many cooks spoil the broth. Broth, B-R-O-T-H. Too many cooks spoil, S-P-O-I-L. Spoil the broth. It means when too many people are involved with something, they cannot do it well. وقتی که افراد زیاد یه کار دارن انجام میدن خرابش میکنن. یا in Persian we say آشپز که دوتا باشه غذا یا شور میشه یا بی نمک.
Will I see you later tonight?
Will I see you later tonight?
Yes, I'll be back in a few hours.
Yes, I'll be back in a few hours. چند ساعت دیگه برمیگردم.
Mom, why don't you just call it a night and go to bed?
Mom, why don't you just call it a night and go to bed? Call it a night, call it a night. Means to stop an activity for a night, for the rest of night. یه کاری رو برای دیگه ادامه ندی, دیگه کاری رو انجام ندی و stop کنی. Or to call it a day, یه کاری رو برای یه روز انجام ندی و stop کنی. Call it a night, برای ادامه شب, برای بقیه شب یه کاری رو انجام ندی. Mom, why just you don't call it a night? چرا دیگه برای بقیه شب کارو رها نمی کنی؟ And go to bed, و به رخت خوابت نمیری. Call it a night.
You've been working your tail off all day.
You've been working your tail off all day. To work your tail off, to work very hard. To work very hard. To work your tail off. It's a slang. To work your tail off. Tail, T-A-I-L. You've been working your tail off all day. تمام روز داشتی خیلی سخت کار میکردی. مریم has got fired recently. مریم اخراج شده. Although she was working her tail off at the store. با وجود این که توی مغازه خیلی سخت کار میکرد اخراج شده. Okay. This was our lesson. This was our lesson 13. I hope it will be useful and you can make use of it. I'm here and I'm ready to hear your suggestions. Till next session and next lesson. Bye. Take care. Have fun.